The peace of the Lord be always with you. The Lord is my strength and my song. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. The processional hymn, Christians awake, salute the happy morn. Welcome, everybody, to the Church of the Ascension as we gather in common with Christians the world over to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. A particular welcome to all visitors. To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and his name will be called the Prince of Peace. Beloved in Christ, we have come together to celebrate the birthday of Jesus and to thank God for sending him into the world to become part of the human family. We thank God for Mary and Joseph, who looked after him and guarded and protected him when he was little. We thank God for bringing the boy to manhood so that in all his earthly life we can see what God is like. We thank God for reminding us at Christmas how much he loves us and for helping us to realize that he has always loved us and always will. But firstly, we remember that we have not always loved and served him gladly in return, or have not genuinely shared God's gifts with those who do not have the things that make us happy. Let us kneel and confess our sins to God our Father. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks, our God and Father, for you have created us and you sustain us through your only Son, Jesus Christ. You have revealed your love and your care for all your people. You are ready to forgive and to save in time of need. So we proclaim your glory, singing,
Holy,
Almighty God, you have given us your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him, and as at this time to be born of a pure virgin. Grant that we who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord came before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The carol, Away in a Manger.
Lord Jesus, faint on his seat,
the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always well-pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, it's here. Christmas is finally here. I just love Christmas, and I expect you do too. And what I wonder do you like most about Christmas? Is it the Christmas tree with its bright lights? Maybe you like the lovely music we hear at this time with the very familiar carols and the not so familiar ones, but all blending together magnificently. Or maybe you like the delicious Christmas goodies, if I can put it that way. Perhaps it's Christmas dinner with turkey and all of the trimmings, or it might be all the parties or visiting with family and friends. And for many people, the best thing about Christmas is, of course, the presents, both the ones we give and the ones we receive, especially perhaps the ones we receive. Is there anything I've left out? Well, yes. It's someone's birthday, isn't it? Jesus' birthday that we celebrate each year by tradition on the 25th of December. Now, I know from having spoken with you and listened with you over these past weeks, just about everyone, including the younger members of the congregation, they know plenty about Jesus' birthday. But sometimes we get so caught up in all of the decorations, the lights, the parties, and the presents that we miss the real Christmas, or don't pay it as much attention, maybe, as we ought. And that reminds me of a story about a little boy who had always wanted to go to a circus. And one day, the boy was walking down the street when he saw a poster in a shop window. The poster said that a circus was coming to town and that a ticket to the circus cost £1. The boy ran home and asked his dad if he would give him £1 to go to the circus on Saturday. His father told him if he would work hard and get all of his chores done at home, he would give him the £1 to go to the circus. Saturday morning came, and the boy got up early and did all that was expected of him around the house. "I have all my work done," the boy told his dad, and the boy's dad gave him £1, and the boy headed into town, filled with excitement about seeing trapeze artists and all of the things that come with a circus. And since he arrived in town so early, he was on the front row when the circus parade started down the main street of the town. The boy was thrilled when the various circus acts paraded by. At the end of the parade came the clowns, and following the clowns was the ringmaster. And when the ringmaster passed by where he was standing, the boy ran out into the street, took his pound coin from his pocket, and handed it to the ringmaster. "Thanks, mister," said the boy. "That was a great circus." Then he turned round and walked home. He never knew what he had missed. He thought he'd been to the circus, but he had only been to the parade. What do you think about what happened to the little boy? Yes, if we're not careful, we can be like that little boy. We can become so caught up in the celebration, the decorations, and the gifts that we miss the real Christmas, the birthday of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, dear Jesus, it's your birthday. We pray that we won't become so caught up in the celebration that we miss the season's real meaning. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I get the impression there has been a good response from our younger members of the congregation who are going to show us some of the toys that they've received. We're not asking you to give anything away this morning, but to let us share in what you have been given. What things have we got here? Yeah. Okay. What have you got here? An iPad. Yeah. Very good. Well, I'm sure you'll have great fun with that. Not just messaging, but also playing games and all the rest that you do these things now. Now, what have we got here? A camera. My goodness. That's a lovely thing to have now. And you don't see a camera. At least I don't very often now because I take photos with my phone. But it's lovely to have the real thing. So there'll be plenty of photos taken over Christmas. And you have an iPad as well? Yes, indeed. Good. But, will you look at that? Sorry? Take a second. Right. Excuse me. There we are. Thank you. You have a lot of fun with that. Have we any more to see? Sure, I'll come down. Okay, thank you. Are you in display as well? Oh, look at those super Christmas socks. Great, great indeed. And you got a blow-away.
Bluey sofa.
Oh, right. Okay. Uh-huh. Right. That's great. My goodness. Aren't you a lucky girl? Indeed. And what have we got here? Is this a Christmas cardigan? Lovely. Yes, indeed. Great. Is that a... Have you anything? No, not anything. Yes, you. What have we got here? A novelty banana. That's the idea. Yeah. Okay. And yes, there we are. Okay. It's great to have those and to see those things, you know. Okay. We just say a prayer for the gifts. Loving Father, we thank you for Christmas, for this happy and exciting time of year, for Christmas trees and decorations, for cards and presents and good food, for fun with family and friends, for singing carols and listening to the Christmas story. For all these things, because we have them to remind us on this coming of Jesus. Amen. Would you please stand? Do you believe and trust in God the Father, creator of heaven and earth?
I believe.
Do you believe and trust in his Son Jesus Christ, who redeemed mankind?
I believe.
Do you believe and trust in the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God? This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
The carol, O Bethlehem, is a small place. Lord Jesus Christ, it is your birthday. Today in Christian churches throughout the world, people are meeting to celebrate your birth. May you be amongst us, as real, as close as that first Christmas. With Mary, may we open our hearts to the Word of God, that Christ may be born in us. Save us from a faith so shallow that we put away our Christian commitment with the decorations or discard it like an unwanted present. We are your church, Lord. We thank you for your creation and pray for the earth you have given us to cherish and protect. Nourish us in your love for all you have made, and for those whom peace on earth, goodwill to men, has an empty ring. Survivors from wars or disasters who have lost everything but life itself. Relatives of those killed in violence. Refugees herded together behind barbed wire. People in our own country sleeping rough in the middle of winter. All those affected by the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza. Your birth doesn't mean much to them. No presents, no fun, no rejoicing, no love. At this time of our rejoicing, we remember those who cannot celebrate. We are your stewards, Lord. Guide and bless us in our work and in our play, and shape the patterns of our country's political and economic life, that all may share in the fulfillment of your creative work. hear our prayers for those for whom Christmas brings added responsibilities as they work through the holidays. Hospital staff, energy workers, police, fire service people, all in the hospitality industry, and travel workers. For each one, whether at home or away at work, may you come among us. May we receive you as our gift and know you as our friend. We are your servants, Lord. All-powerful God, you gave your Son Jesus to be born as a tiny and vulnerable baby into an ordinary family, to learn for himself the love, the caring, and the strength a family brings, but also the tensions and the difficulties and the hurts. Awaken our hearts to your presence in all people, in those we love, in those we find it difficult to love, in those who differ from us, and those who are familiar to us. We are made in your image, Lord. We thank you for the gift of life, with its blessings and its sorrows. Shield the joyous, comfort and strengthen those in any type of trouble. Bless all who are born today. Grant to all who are sick or sad your loving care and healing power. Grant to anxious relatives help and salvation and the power of your perfect love. Grant your special blessing to all who are bereaved at Christmas time, as you prepared a place for Christ on earth. Help us in our faith that he prepares a place in heaven. In you alone we have eternal life, Lord. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we offer our prayers and thanksgiving to you, Lord God, source of all that is true and holy, now and forever. Amen. Eternal God and Father, you create us by your power and redeem us by your love. Guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves in love and service to you and to one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Savior Christ has taught us, and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The loose collection at this service will be in favor of Save the Children. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection carol. God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. of the same. The Son of God by name, O tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Those tidings rejoiced much in mind, and left their flocks a-feeding in temple storm and wind, and went to Bethlehem straightway, a joyful babe to find. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings. Comfort and joy, O tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas all others doth efface. O tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. O tidings of comfort and joy.
Let us pray. Go in peace. The wisdom of the wonderful Counselor guide you. The strength of the Almighty God defend you. The love of the everlasting Father enfold you. And the peace of the Prince of Peace be upon you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this Christmastide and always. Service next Sunday, the first Sunday of Christmas and the Sunday before the Epiphany, at 10 o'clock, morning prayer and the Litany. And may I take this opportunity of wishing each and every one of you a very peaceful and blessed Christmas. The recessional carol, Good Christians All Rejoice.